Welcome into the Green Zone, a post-game show after the second preseason game is a wrap at Mosaic Stadium. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you. Of course, Britton Gray will be bringing in the post-game audio from Mosaic. It was an hour later than expected, and the Riders scored a touchdown tonight, Belton Johnson. Let's go!
That was hot garbage what I saw tonight. I'm sorry, fellas. It stunk bad. And I know it's the preseason.
It's just the preseason, pal.
But the Bombers look pretty darn good out there, right? Like, and that's the measuring stick, Daryl. That was the measuring stick.
Yeah, playing against Winnipeg, because Winnipeg's won the division five straight times, right? So how do the Rough Riders stack up? Well, it is a preseason, but you want to see some crackle, don't you? A little bit of life, and I didn't see a whole lot of life, especially from that offense. Seven-plus quarters, almost eight entire quarters against Winnipeg without a touchdown. They get one by Mario Anderson late in the game, but that's it. Two full games without a touchdown.
Are you excited? You excited there?
I'm excited. You know what I'm excited about? Next week, it matters. Next week, it's Harris. It's Kean Schaefer-Baker. It's Sam Amelis.
All right, you give me back
it on board. It is AJ Ouellette. It's Jamarcus Hardrick. It's Roland Milligan Jr. It's Marcus Sales. It's Jameer Thurman. Right. Should I go on?
There we go.
It was preseason, guys.
All right.
It's over. It's done with. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get to some real football next Thursday when the Riders take on the Red Blacks. But there's some storylines to get to here on the Green Zone post-game show. We will do that over the next 2 hours. Your calls as well, 1-877-332-8255. What did you see tonight? And you could watch it because they put it on YouTube after CFL Plus failed you again.
Again?
Yeah, it was a little sketchy. Yeah. It was better than last week, not as bad, they put it on YouTube live. And... Jeez. That's a lot. They should just do that for the preseason from now on. 1-877-332-8255. What say you, Saskatchewan? Before we get to the calls, I know there's beasts and beefs coming up, but one player, Belton, just name one that you right away go, okay.
Robustelli.
Joe Robustelli, number 82.
I saw a little bit of heart out there. And
it looked like he hurt his shoulder, and I don't know if they popped it in or what happened. And then he's back out on the field.
And that's what I wanted right there, Jamie. And there, it just show me some flash, right? And I think what Mayer threw that deep one to him on the side, like, oh, man, if he could have kept his balance, and he would have walked it in, right? And he just showed some toughness and grit out there. I think he has chemistry with both quarterbacks from what I could tell.
Yeah.
He's a bright spot.
Daryl, what about you?
Joe Couch, a punter.
Joe Couch!
He punted for 45 yards and that one long return. Who was the guy who chased down the Winnipeg returner?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Couch, right?
Okay.
So he wasn't just punting. He had to win the job tonight against Bailey Flint, who punted last week, averaged 40 yards tonight. Joe Couch averaged 45.2. So, you know, 5 yards. You do that 10 times a game, that's an extra 50 yards. That's half a field, basically. So it makes a difference, and I think Joe Couch won that job tonight. And there you're talking about enthusiasm, Belton. Yeah. He had to chase. He chased him down. It's not as if he angled him off either. Joe Couch ran that guy down. So that's pretty impressive for a punter, hey, Belton?
A punter. I like that tackle.
Yeah, and you know what? There's one other guy, right?
There's a few. You went offense. You went offense.
Yeah, I went special teams. You got special teams. I got defense.
Draft pick Liam Hoskins, number 74. Yeah. Dan Rashevich would be proud of that representative of number 74. Of course, Liam Hoskins had two sacks tonight. He stopped the running back in the backfield, didn't bring him down, but then the rally tackle, they didn't gain any yards on it, but he was the first one, point of contact. And he's a fresh rookie right out of university with a draft pick for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So there's a few shout-outs from us. What are your shout-outs? 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone post-game show. Give us a call. We're here for the next couple hours. breaking it down and getting you set for next week and the regular season opener. But of course, we always start with you. But I have one major question for our first caller. Les, was everything okay last week?
No.
Oh, okay. We were worried about you, but Les in Corning. Yeah. What do you think of tonight's game?
Well, I'm sorry I had to miss last game, but let me tell you, all through the week I heard that, of course, the Green Zone, and I got all caught up, and I've got a bunch of things figured out. 3 out of 8 passes Harris made. Not good. That's not a good start. Jake Meyer in this game gets down into the red zone, can't complete anything. He panicking or something. We do know Lothar. Hey, he 53 yards tonight, and he parked her through the pickets, and that was good.
Also hit an upright.
We had a young kicker come in to make our 12th point there. Was he with the Rams or somebody? But he made his first debut.
Are you talking about Daniel Weeb?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a Husky. Yeah. Husky. Better say that right. He's a U of S Husky. You can't mix those two up, Les, else, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Both universities will come after you.
but you know, you guys, This was preseason, and yes, you had already mentioned. I'm wanting to see the big guys come out. I don't want to mess with the toys anymore. We've seen what they could do, and yeah, they'd fill in. But most of all, I'm looking forward to being back every night this year through CFSL. With you guys.
Right on, Les, and we look forward to that. Another year with us here on the Green Zone, as we all believe this team on paper is one of the strongest, if not the strongest. Didn't see it in the preseason, but again, it's preseason. Didn't see a lot of Trevor Harris last week. Didn't see a lot of the starters at all through the preseason. And that was because of this short turnaround. They're already playing Thursday next week. It is a quick turnaround. They'll get a day of rest tomorrow, probably back at practice Sunday. And that's why the veterans, a lot of them had a lot of time off to have them rested, ready to go and prep week number one against the Ottawa Red Blacks. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, of course, you on the fan line, 1-877-332-8255. Les was talking about Daniel Weeb, 3 catches. 21 yards. Also had some returns tonight because, unfortunately, Dre McCray did get hurt on one of those returns, and he had 4 punt returns for 26 yards and a kick return of 23 yards as well for the young U of S Husky. There was one play, 2 plays. He was running through guys, and he is not big.
Nope.
But he's... shows that determination.
Yep. You got guts. You can never measure the size of a guy's heart, no, hey, Belton, can't. Until you just watch him when he's playing, and he plays hard. Not a big guy, but they've got room for Canadian receivers just because they need to groom some to make sure they've got guys ready to step in. They have great front liners, but you're going to need guys behind them. And Neil didn't play much tonight. The Missouri didn't play much tonight. Picton played quite a bit.
He looked good.
Picton did. You know that he's going to be in the right places, but... Yep. You know, this team is building a lot of its ratio and its strategy around Canadian receivers. So there might be room for Weeb somewhere. He might have to wait a little while to get into that roster. But I there's not really room for him right now on the roster. But boy, he's somebody who you'd have to have some plans for down the road.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I think Daryl and Jamie, haven't you guys told me whoever has the best Canadian?
Yeah.
Poor receivers or
best Canadian talent usually wins the Grey Cup, right? So, yep. Seems to work that way. It's not just coincidence.
Quarterbacks and Canadians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where you start. 1-877-332-8255. Caden is on the fan line tonight. Caden, what are you thinking with the Riders' preseason loss to the Bombers?
Hey, fellas. First of all, I just want to say I was able to attend the game. So, it's great. Being able to be back there, back in Mosaic Stadium, great atmosphere. guess let's start off with the special teams here. I think, unfortunately, Mario has all but lost his job. That's just my opinion. You know, we didn't get to see very much of Alford. But when we did see him, he didn't look too great. The defense, there's really not much you can really say about the defense. They didn't put any of their starters out there. When Ford was on the field, he looked phenomenal. I will say that. He was in every single play. I'm a big fan of that guy. So as are, I think, most of Saskatchewan. And then as for the offense, I think every year everybody says something about this guy, Mitch Picton, is just everywhere on the field. And I think, you know, everybody trusts that guy, and he's most definitely a great locker room presence. And Joe Robustelli was phenomenal. I heard you guys talking about him on the Green Zone and on the Blitz, of course. So Robustelli looked phenomenal. He lived up to the hype. And honestly, I'm going to bring this up. I genuinely think that Cone has beat out Mayer for the backup job. That's just me from what I saw at least tonight. That's how I take.
Okay.
Do it that way, you little fellas.
Tatum laying it down.
I like it.
I knew it would come up.
He's had the better preseason, but they're not going to make a change. They brought Jake Mayer in. Caden's right. Jack Cohen has played better, and Jamie's a big booster of Jack Cohen's.
I think the kid's got some games.
Yeah, but they didn't go in the offseason and actually traded for Jake Mayer to get him signed early. They did it because they want a backup with experience, and he's got 45 games as a CFL starter. So as well as Jack Cohen played during the preseason, he's still not going to be the backup. That's not the way they've got it figured. And there are some things, even though you say, yes, it's a competitive situation. No, not always. This isn't a competitive situation. It's a time for Jack Cohen to show, yes, he's worth keeping around because he's going to be good.
Is Jake Mayer that much better than Jack Cohen?
He's got experience, Jamie.
That's what separates him. That's the only thing.
Jack Cohen had a better preseason.
Who is he that much better? Is he? That's my question. Is he that much better than Jack Cohen?
He might not even be better, Jamie. It doesn't matter.
Then take the better guy.
No, they're not going to.
And take the younger guy.
I'm taking the experience, Jamie.
Yeah,
I'm
all
sorry,
coaches
man.
Do, Jamie.
I have to.
Yep. They're not making that change. Yeah, they don't make that change, right, Belton?
You can't.
Yep.
Now, I will say this. It's hard to evaluate Jack versus Jake, even though there weren't a lot of Bomber starters out there, but there were a lot of Bombers, probably third and fourth stringers, when Jack Cohen was running that one-minute drill that led to the touchdown the field, right?
And he's the guy who got them close last game, too, right, Jack Cohen?
Yes, he was.
Right? So,
And he actually, game, he had a good game. It was, a throwaway here or, a drop ball last game?
Like, right? Streveler comes in, he's 8 of 10, 76 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Chris Streveler and Jake Mayer, Jake Mayer should have those type of numbers with his experience. And he goes 9 of 15 on 113, and last week, again, wasn't that strong.
Mm-hmm. And with mostly the starting
And remember,
receivers.
When you talk about experience, I know Jake Mayer was with Mark Mueller in Calgary. Mm-hmm. But Mark Mueller's running the show, and Jack Cohn was here last year. Jake Mayer wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is familiar with this system. He is familiar with this room. And he can't... I want to know if he's staying with Trevor Harris because he doesn't leave his side. Like, he might be babysitting Trevor Harris's kids, Jack Cohn. Like, he is trying to get everything from Trevor Harris
can. You can tell he's on an upward swing. He's learning. His learning curve is great. And he was the better of the two quarterbacks. They both, Jake Mayer had most of the starting receivers to work with tonight, too, right?
And I only saw one good thing from Jake Mayer. The deep ball that one.
Yeah,
he threw one. Robustelli.
Yeah.
I think that was down the left side.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else was garbage.
They're not making the change, Jamie. I don't care what you say. I will come on next week and eat my words if you want. I'll write them down on a piece
of
paper.
You got a crow recipe, Bill?
Oh, man, we could season that bird.
Hey, you stop that. You're agreeing with me. You think the same thing. You think they're keeping Jake Mayer as the backup, don't you? And I do, too. They're not making the change, Jamie.
They have to. Yeah.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone post-game show. Give us a ring as we go to Melfort, Saskatchewan. David, what did you looking at tonight for the Riders and the Bombers?
Well, hi, guys. At times, I wasn't sure what I was looking at because the quality of the TV took me back to the watching the late 68 Grey Cup and 76 Grey Cup. That's about the quality. So I don't know. That wasn't very good, but at least we got to see it.
I will say it was better than last week. That's for sure.
But I'm fully agreement with what you guys are just talking about Cohen. He looks like the better quarterback to me, but they probably ain't going to. And I don't have a problem with that as long as they don't lose him. But if they're going to lose him because they aren't going to keep him, then I think that's where it might start to become a problem. But some of the shutouts, Hoskins played, I really noticed him a few times for a guy that doesn't really look like a defensive end on TV. And he's not that big, it don't seem like, but he makes some plays, so I don't know. And I thought Lothar kicked well tonight, which was a good. And Robuscalli was great tonight. I thought when he hurt his shoulder, I thought, oh, my goodness, here we go. Finally started to make some plays, and he's always done for the year, but he came back. So, and I think he's a better receiver than, now my mind went blank here, than the guy that they plan on starting or people say they're going to start.
Johnson?
Not Keyshawn Johnson, but
Dante Myers.
I think Robustelli's a better receiver. He probably ain't fast or whatever, but definitely got better hands and is probably more polished. So be interesting to see where they go there. And pretty much that's it. I think he's got some tough decisions to make, but I think most of them are probably already made. And the run game. There were two running backs. I don't know which one of those two guys, if either one make it. I didn't see anything from either one of them, really. And I thought
Thomas Bertrand Hudon last week showed way more than these two.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I thought Anderson was done after the fumble there, but then he came back in the last quarter there and showed a little bit. But I see nothing from Penix when he was in the game either. So I don't know. I think Hudon would, you know, if Winnipeg decide to let that Cooley or go or whatever, try to put him on the practice roster. I wouldn't mind trying to pick him up, and you know, if that's a possibility. But anyways, it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to the cuts tomorrow. So thanks, guys.
Right on, David. Thanks so much for your call out of Melfort. Hoskins, we talked about a little bit, draft pick out of Windsor. Right?
I'm looking at this roster.
189? That can't be right. No. He's bigger than 189.
If he's 189, it would have been Pancake City all night long.
Then they say Weeb was last week was 249, so maybe those are the weights they got mixed around.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Weeb's still listed as 248.
That's got a, okay.
Maybe they flipped them.
Looks like they mixed them up.
Right? 189, like.
He'd have been bouncing there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even Weeb at 189 might be a little strong. 1-877-332-8255. Running backs, David also brought up Mario Anderson. We'll have to wait for them to redo the stats.
That's not right.
No. It's 7 carries for minus 69 yards right now and a touchdown.
So I'll erase that off my beef list then.
So, keep it on your beef list. It's worth beefing.
Why it's because the geniuses of genius stats or whoever runs this, they're including the return yardage from the defensive player who ran the touchdown into the negative for Mario Anderson right now. So how long was that return?
99 yards.
99.
Yeah.
So he had 7 carries for 30 yards.
Yeah.
All right. I imagine is what's happening
what it looks
here.
Like. Yep.
And a touchdown.
Yep.
I'd assume, anyways.
Like, did he run backwards?
It's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they put the car in reverse. 1-877-332-8255. Is the fan line, as we'll go right back there. Chad and Esther Hazy getting sized up for number 14 Jack Cohn jersey. What do you think of the QB play tonight, Chad?
No jersey yet. Well, not buy any jerseys if we know if the guy's even on the roster. But, I agree with everybody. Melton and Darryl are right that the mayor, they might have got him. He's going to be the number two, but it's a mistake making him the number two. absolute mistake. He is. I see why Calgary let him go. That guy is like, he's like, I got like visions of Cody Fajardo dancing in my head. A second late and 4 yards behind the guy. The pick he threw in the red zone should have been a touchdown if he was even a mediocre quarterback and got the ball out on time and where it's supposed to go. The receiver could have walked in because he beat the DV so badly. But no, that's stored behind him and late so that the guy actually picks it off. I don't even care about the stats. I'm just looking at how they feel, look in the pocket, mm-hmm. the footwork and everything. Cone, I don't care how old the kid is. Cone is 3 times the quarterback that Mayer will ever be. The kid's mechanically more sound, bigger arm, bigger kid. Like, that kid will quarterback circles around Mayer.
He's big boy, isn't he? Yeah, he's...
He's great. He's just calm, and his mechanics are so good. His mechanics are very good. He will be a better quarterback when it's all done. That's all. I'll die on that hill. That kid will be a more polished career than Jake Mayer. Mayer wish he had his numbers when it's all done.
There. Well, Chad, it'll be interesting to see what the decision is. I'll be very...
No, it won't. You guys know what's going to happen.
It's going to be Mayer.
Yeah, it's going to be Mayer. Maybe it's wrong, but that's what they're going to do.
We'll see, Daryl. We'll see.
I agree with you that it's likely going to be Jake Mayer, but I think Jack Cone has made this gap mm-hmm. a lot closer.
Yes, agreed. That's true.
A lot closer.
And you and Chad are in total agreement on Jack Cone probably has a brighter future, right? I would mm-hmm, think. Yeah. I think the same thing too. He's technically sound. He looks good. Look how much he's improved just by being here for a year and not even playing at all. He's worked on things, but they didn't bring Jake Mayer in on a trade. Yeah. Remember, they didn't just pick him up as a free agent. He was traded for.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to keep him, Jamie, as the backup quarterback.
1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line. Give us a ring now on the Green Zone postgame show, 27-20. The final, Riders 0-2 in the preseason. We are now 6 days away from the opener next Thursday. More time for your calls. We're going to take a quick time out and be right back to the fan line next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone postgame show. Jamie Nye, Hall of Fame reporter Daryl Davis, Grey Cup champion Belton Johnson, and of course, you at 1-877-332-8255. What do you think of the Riders preseason and any bright spots or otherwise you want to talk about? You can do so now on the fan line. It is open to you. Give us a ring. Once again, the number to call, 1-877-332-8255. They found a perfect window to play a football game with the air quality because the air quality at Mosaic Stadium right now is getting close to 8, which would be a halt to the game. So they had about a 4-hour window, and they found it to get a game in the preseason this evening. But let's get back to the fan line. Dwayne, Carrot River, what do you think of the Riders through 2 preseason games getting ready for next week?
Well, I think when it takes you 119 and a half minutes to score your first touchdown and the opposition's already taking their helmets and shoulder pads off and wondering where they're going to sit on the plane on the ride home, it's going to be a long season if we don't smarten up.
Yeah, there's some execution things, Dwayne, but it was a lot of backups. So their backups are better than our backups for now, is what we found out. Darryl's looking at me like, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the backups, it wasn't the backups all the time, though. Like Winnipeg had some starters in there at the beginning, and that's why they took advantage, right? They were up 14-17-0, right? Yes. Yeah, and they put Zach Collaros in for 2 plays. Bam, bam.
Well, I think Collaros like, why the heck do y'all got me in this freaking game? Boom, boom. All right, I'm done. You're done.
Yeah, Zach. Well, he's not starting the not starting the first season game because he's suspended. So yeah. Strever looked pretty good in 2 games, don't you think?
He looked all right.
Yeah, and their offense was stronger than Saskatchewan's offense.
Anything else, Dwayne, tonight?
Well, I just don't see the spirit that we were promised that we were going to have this year. I you know, you just watch there, and there's lots of guys with their head down running off the field, and there's not much excitement on the sidelines. And I think that that's the number one thing the coach has to do this week is let's get going here, boys. Let's get a team out there that can beat anybody. And it's an attitude just as much as it is skills. And I just don't see that right now. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Belton, you can talk to that. How much is what, especially in football, it is a violent physical sport. How much is attitude, energy, those types of things with execution?
It's huge, right? Like, that's, again, last week, that's what I was looking for, that energy, right? And, you know, last week, I saw, you know, Ford, he made a play. Bertrand Houdon, he was, you know, doing his thing. I think McCray, right? And tonight it was like, okay, they're going to, you know, Jake Mayer, he's going out here with this, you know, the two receivers, I guess, should see something. And then I'm just sitting and waiting, okay, he hit the big one to Robustelli, and then I just sit and wait, and I just keep sitting there. There was no energy again, right? And I will say, like, you know, Robustelli, he looked good. Number 74, Hoskins, he looked good. Yes, the punter looked good.
The punter looked good, yeah.
But it was Dwayne. There was no energy, no attitude, right? And I feel like if you're out there, if you know, especially trying to make the team, you're gonna do something.
Got to make an impression.
But again, you know,
got to make. There's got to be a play that people jump out of their seat.
Who
for.
Was the guy who McGee? You know, looked like he had a little bit of energy out there to me. Number 27, right? I know they called that touchdown back. What was it? A fumble? He picked up.
I don't. So Corey Mace challenged that, and I was like, really? I didn't really see the challenge.
It's
being
worth
necessary.
A try, I guess.
I think it was Javier, number 37, that scored that touchdown. And then he did a completely unnecessary dance in the end zone.
I thought that was 27.
I think it was 37.
Okay. Well.
But he backed up 27 tonight. But it was just like they challenged it. And I wonder, what are we doing here? I didn't see that as a play that could have been overturned. They called it incomplete. I thought he was, if he even caught it, he would have been down by contact anyways. So that was a challenge, came back for the Riders. Did you see enough energy tonight, Daryl?
No, from a couple of people, but yeah.
Britton Gray, he showed energy tonight.
Britton Gray always does, yes. Yeah, but not what we're expecting. And maybe it's because the leaders weren't out there, the Roland Milligans of the team, and he's one of the guys who plays hard constantly, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, and you know, so does AJ Ouellette. So does Trevor Harris. They bring that pizzazz, right, to the football team. And some of our callers earlier said, can't wait for the, and you guys have said the same thing, can't wait for the big guys to get in there. They're the leaders. They're the ones who create that. And you've got a whole bunch of new guys out there. So they're a little flat. And who's going to take that step? None of them have really, very few of these guys have proven anything. So who can be the leader to really put some energy into the group? So I can understand why it was flat. I was still expecting this a little bit more. I was expecting to see more touchdowns, too, but you don't always get what you're expecting.
Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you here on the Green Zone. Let's go back to the fan line. That's where we find Rob. Rob, who would you like to discuss after two preseason games?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys, like, if Jack Cohn goes, Jack, goes on to the practice roster, does he make kind of the minimum, or does he have a contract or whatever? Daryl, I think you'd know this, whatever. And can you get picked off of the practice roster to other teams?
Yeah.
I think you can you not?
Yeah, you're a free agent. If you do get claimed off a practice roster, you have to be activated immediately by the next team who claims you and pay you full salary. When you're on a practice roster, there is a league minimum.
The team does have a refusal right, though.
Yes.
If they attempt to put in a waiver for you off the practice roster, the team you're currently on has to put you on the active roster, but the team that's also getting you has to put you on the active roster if your team declines. So that's the story there.
So if the Riders cut him tomorrow, if they place Jack Cohn on waivers, or if he's cleared waivers by now, and he goes onto the practice roster, he's a free agent, and they can talk to him, as Jamie said. And do they pay him? Yes, they pay him at least a minimum. I've forgotten what I haven't looked at the new collective bargaining agreement. It's like $750 a week or something. It's not huge money, but there are a lot of players, especially quarterbacks, who they might say, listen, we're going to pay you more than the minimum. So teams are free to pay more than the minimum to players who are on the practice roster, or maybe his agent has already signed something that says, if you put him on the practice roster, he's going to make more than the minimum, and this is what he's going to make, which might make it more.
And sometimes with quarterbacks, Rob, they may make what they are on the practice roster, but they've been paid a bonus already. So they made some of that money that they lose being on the practice roster as well. They kind of do some creative, especially trying to keep quarterbacks they like in Saskatchewan. Did you like what you saw from Jack Cohn, though?
Yeah, absolutely. But I totally agree with Daryl and Belton. Is they're going to keep Jake, and I don't disagree with that at all. But I just want to know that they can find a way to keep Jack around and not get him stolen to somebody.
I think they can. Because there's a lot of teams who will like their quarterbacks that they have right now, right? So I doubt there's going to be a lot of teams going, oh, we're panicking for a quarterback. I don't think there was any injuries on the quarterback front anyways. The only one is Toronto with the question mark on Chad Kelly on that. But I think you'd be safe for a little bit anyways with Jack Cohn on the practice roster if that's the way it goes. And as I mentioned earlier, does Jack go, wait a second, well, Jake Mayer is on a one-year deal. Trevor Harris is on a one-year deal. They really like me here. They want to keep me.
Ride it out, yeah.
Maybe there is room here. And with Trevor Harris's injury history the last couple of years, knock on wood, you don't want to see it happen, but it has been a reality for Trevor Harris the last couple of seasons in Saskatchewan that they've had to go down the depth chart at quarterback. We'll see what happens tomorrow going into Sunday's practice. 1-877-332-8255. That is one line open for you to call now here on the Green Zone post-game show. 27-20. The Bombers beat the Riders at Mosaic Stadium. So the Bombers go 2-0, the Riders go 0-2 in their home-and-home set. Next week, it's for real, the Ottawa Redblacks in Saskatchewan. A lot more time for your calls here on the Green Zone, your thoughts on the Riders preseason, and we still have audio coming back from Mosaic Stadium, Belton Johnson's Beasts and Beefs, and much more coming up on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show. I'm Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you on this Friday night as they put a bow across the CFL in the preseason schedule. Four games in total ended the preseason. Of course, the regular season starts next week, and it all begins in Saskatchewan. The Riders will be hosting the Ottawa Redblacks in the CFL opening game on Thursday Night Football next week at Mosaic Stadium to get the real show started. But right now, let's check out the play of the game.
Maybe it made you, it might have made you, or maybe just made you,
come on!
It's time for the play of the game.
Daryl Davis last week was giving plays of the game to people who could get CFL Plus on their feeds. It was that riveting of a performance. Daryl, what do you got this week for the play of the game?
Well, now I can't decide on one this time, Jamie, but none of them are Rough Riders plays. I'm giving it a two-parter. In the first quarter, Winnipeg's up 7-0. They scored the Blue Bombers scored on the first offensive possession. And the announcer comes up and says, oh, now in the game, quarterback number 8, Zach Kolaris. The ball's at Saskatchewan's 30-yard line. Ting! Downfield. Dalton Schoen, 40 yards. Ting! Both from shotgun. This time he throws it to Wheatfall for a touchdown. A 40-yard touchdown. 80 yards. 80 yards in two plays. Bam, bam. Zach Kolaris. So part A, part B, Jamie, that's my play of the game, okay?
Both of them were 40-yard plays.
Yes, I know, yeah.
40.
Kolaris, like, Screw y'all, man. Yeah. Like, get me out of this game.
I don't want to be in this game. Right? Let's Trevler handle it.
He got popped on one of those.
Ooh, that was some beauties, though, man.
Dalton Schoen looks good again.
Yeah, but back to full health. He's a good player. And Wheatfall. Hey, who said Wheatfall was going to eat, by the way? Yeah. First two touchdowns. Yeah.
So, I'm like, who is 88? I'm looking like.
He played for them last year. He was a starter at the end of last season for them. And yeah, nice. Mm. Yeah. Nice job. Some deep threats. And so part A, part B, that's my play of the game is Zach Kolaris's two play touchdown drive. Donovan Mace of CTV Regina says, well, 2-0, he said. I said, no, 2-in. 2 plays and out. 2 plays and in the end.
Donnie's 2-out. Oh, my goodness. That was funny. And it was, that's one way to put it. Get that offense right back out on the field after a quick 2 plays by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Unfortunately, those 2 plays were 40 yards each for the plays of the game in quick succession.
After that, though, Jamie, the Rough Riders outscored them 20-13.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Just a note. Passing note. Is that a good play of the game? That kind of decided it right there. You can just see. Whoosh.
That's when I said game's over.
And that's a good point. That's Winnipeg's basically starting offense out there against Saskatchewan's second or third stringers. So, Kolaris can do that to anybody. Of course he can, but he did it against a lesser light defense. But still, bing, bing, and the game's basically
I didn't see nothing like that from the Riders at all.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah.
There's one throw from Mayer to Robustelli. Wasn't that there easily, 48 yards.
Yeah.
Other than that, 28 yards to Picton were the longest plays for the Rough Riders. But, yeah, a pair of 40-yard tosses from Zach Kolaris. And then he got to go sit on the sidelines.
Yeah,
so.
Why not? He's not starting the first regular season game because he's suspended for not getting a drug test. It should have been 2 games, but they listened it to 1 because he just didn't check his emails, his texts, his voicemail, any means of communication. He didn't check to see if there was a carrier pigeon in his garage. So
what, he had like 37,000 unread or something?
3,500 was it?
Or something like that.
Or 33,000. Yeah. That's what it was. 33,000.
Okay.
So there's a drug tester in there. Answer that guy next time.
But we all agree.
The fact
the drug testing agency can't contact the PR guy of the Bombers to get a hold of a player in the offseason is ridiculous.
They can now, Jamie. They've changed the rule to allow them to contact the team to make sure they contact their player.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. You can give us a ring as we'll head to Mosaic Stadium and hear from Jack Cohn.
Jack, just start off. Just overall, how do you think that preseason game went for you?
I was good. I mean, I'm definitely disappointed we couldn't get the win, but I was good to finally get in the end zone on the last drive. But just for me personally, it was exciting for me to get out there and just feel the speed of the game again and get on Mosaic a little bit. So it was a lot of fun for me, but just disappointed we lost.
I was going to say, was there some relief when the finally get in the end zone this preseason for you guys?
Yeah, there was. I mean, it would have been better if it was the game-winning touchdown, but it was still good to get in there, hopefully have some good momentum going into the season, but it was fun.
Did you try to ask for an onside kick to maybe get another chance?
that's above my pay grade, so whatever they want to do.
How, when you compared last year's preseason action to this year, how would you compare the comfort that you felt out there?
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot more comfortable, especially since, last preseason we had the first 2 preseason games. It was like kind of got to camp and it was like immediately we played, so I kind of just got thrown in the fire a little bit, where this year I have a full year under my belt. I feel super comfortable with the offense. Got to know the defenses a little bit better this offseason. So I'm still a work in progress, but definitely feel like everything slowed down a little bit for me.
What do you think you yourself kind of proved the most with that second half effort?
I'm not sure what I really proved, but I just feel like I showed that I got a little bit better from last year, and that if they need me to step in, I think I could do a good job.
What are your thoughts on how Joe Robustelli played?
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I knew when he was out there, I was always going to look for him because he's such a dynamic athlete and playmaker, and he makes crazy plays in practice, every single day. So it's good to see him do it in a game like we all expect.
Yeah, Joe Robustelli, 6 catches for 119 yards tonight for the Rough Riders. I thought he might have busted up his shoulder. He might have busted up his shoulder, but went to the sideline, shook it off, He went right back in the game for Joe Robustelli. That's Jack Cohn in the Riders' locker room at Mosaic Stadium after his performance tonight. Jack Cohn's numbers, 18 of 25, 189 yards. And he was the quarterback who led the team down the field for their lone touchdown of the night late in the fourth quarter to cut the lead from 27 to 12. And then they went for two. Daniel Weeb got the two-point convert, and it was 27 to 20.
As we said, there's somebody who impressed us a little bit, too. The small receiver, Daniel Weeb, played pretty well, too, for the football
team. He was moving
pretty
good out there.
So there's some enthusiasm from guys, but they're not the leaders, like you keep saying. They're not the guys who are going to spark everything, and maybe that's why they're a little disjointed in terms of the Rough Riders and their rah-rah attitude that they usually have, which you can see carry through onto the field.
A lot more to come here on the Green Zone, including your calls at 1-877-332-8255. Your thoughts on the Riders preseason, your thoughts on how the Riders look going into the season next Thursday. We'll also hear from head coach Corey Mace, Jake Mayer, and more from the Riders locker room right here on the Green Zone postgame show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Green Zone postgame show on this Friday night. I just checked the air quality. It's at the range where they would have had to stop the game already. So that's just an hour after the game ended. So they found a perfect window. They delayed the game an hour, got it started. It was crazy how much the smoke cleared out of town. And then beautiful day, and then the smoke came back in right at the end.
Or they could have taken the sensor indoors, Jamie. We learned that was a good trick.
That's... don't think you can get away with that one. I think when it's live, if there would have been a sensor at 81 right in one area of the stadium and one at 15, I think there would have been questions asked by you and me. Probably would be the ones asking those questions. But let's go back to the Rider locker room. We heard from one quarterback in Jack Cohn. Let's hear from the other in Jake Mayer.
Jake, just overall thoughts on that preseason game for you?
It was good to be out there. I mean, it is what it is, right? Felt like we had our opportunities to keep some drives going, and we did at times. Then we had some where we just kind of got some unlucky breaks, a couple bad bounces, and kind of got away from us on certain drives. But there were some plays, man. I thought Joe played awesome today. I thought Mitch played awesome today. I mean, a handful of guys really laid it out there. I mean, the last drive at the end with Jack taking us down and getting us a touchdown, those are stuff that, like, you really like to see in a preseason game, and those are fun to be a part of.
You said you wanted the offense to be more efficient. You guys felt like you were, or no?
Yes and no. I mean, there were times. Again, we got in the red zone a couple times with opportunities to score touchdowns. We just didn't do it. Probably one or two too many two and outs probably than you'd like to see, but no, there were times, man, where we felt like, you know what, hey, we're stringing some things along here, but, you know, that's a CFL game, man. It's just like you feel like you're going strong, and then, you know, a hiccup here and there, and all of a sudden you're off the field. So that's just part of the beast.
Jake, you said that coming into this game, you were really looking forward to having the home crowd on your side in the game-to-that game. What was that like, getting to experience bringing them up for the
first time? Oh, the intro is amazing. Yeah, I mean, it makes you get the chills a little bit. I'm super grateful for passionate people, and you can just tell how passionate these fans are, and for it to just be a preseason game that got delayed, and there's a lot of uncertainty about today, and for them to not skip a beat and to just be there for us, like, I mean, it's now on us as players and as a team to reward our fans with some good ball, and I know that's on the horizon, so it'll be fun.
Speaking of that delay, the smoke was really bad at points today. Was it noticeable when you guys took the field?
It wasn't noticeable when we took the field. Throughout the day, it was like, wow, this is kind of nuts. Our thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that's been affected with that. But when we took the field, we were fortunate enough to feel like this is just any other game, thank God that we were able to get it done.
What does that do for your mental preparation clock when you're preparing for a kickoff at a certain time and you're having that pushback?
Yeah, you just delay yourself a little bit and just try to take your mind off of it and just hang out with your boys in the locker room, and then once you get the clearance that, hey, we're going to start at this time, then you start your routines and all of your stretching and all of your prehab stuff. So as soon as we got clearance, it felt like another game.
You mentioned guys like Mitch and Joe who are still battling for spots and solidify their position in their leagues. What did you like most about the fight out of a lot of the guys who were battling for positions?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to like these preseason games, you know, guys are playing for their life. You know, they're playing for their job security, and so you understand that, and you just try to, you know, make the game as loose and as fun as possible, just because there is a little bit of anxiety that comes with that, I'm sure. But the effort. All the intangible things that you can ask for when it comes to guys on this team is there. Now it's just a matter of, okay, now let's get in the regular season and let's up our execution, and I know we will.
Did that get tougher as the game went on? The scoreboard wasn't going your guys' way, knowing that there's more of a process in play versus the result?
I don't know how often guys were peeking at the scoreboard, if at all. I think guys were focused on their job and just trying to make the next drive their best drive. In a preseason game like that, you're trying to make sure that you run your offense correctly, and you're trying to make sure all the details are ironed out. And I felt like as the game went on, that got better.
Now that is Jake Mayer, Riders quarterback, in the locker room after this one. Jake Mayer's numbers tonight, 9 of 15, passing 113 yards, and a pick in the red zone.
He sounds pretty confident.
Very confident.
For a guy who didn't have a great preseason, but that's why we're thinking. I don't know if they promised him anything, but they probably did.
He's number two, of course.
And it just rings right out of him. You can tell, though, no matter what happened, unless he was 0 for 45 with 5 interceptions, he wasn't going to lose the backup job.
No, he's number two.
Yeah, of course he is. At least to start the season.
I acknowledge that, but the gap is not wide.
No,
it's between not. He and Jack Cone.
Good. That speaks really highly of Jack Cone. Yep. What he's done and how he's improved. But right now, they want to have the security blanket of a proven backup quarterback who's played 45 starts for in the CFL, knows what he's doing.
1-4-1 last year with Shea Patterson.
Right. Just didn't cut it.
Yeah. Ruined. They would have hosted the West Final.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would have. Yep. If they would have had a little bit more competency at the quarterback spot.
Yep. And that's what they thought. And that's
Shea Patterson went to Winnipeg, right?
And was cut right away.
Cut. Yeah.
And what else did they have trouble with in the quarterback position? Short yardage situation. So they went and got the best. Chris Streveler, when healthy, might be the best, but I think Tommy Stevens is better than Chris Streveler.
Yeah.
Stevens is the best short yardage quarterback. So they've filled what they've needed to fill with their backups. And good for Jack Cone. Like we've said it 18 times that he's playing really well and is probably deserves to be the backup quarterback, but he's not going to be the backup
quarterback. Would you keep 4 though?
Oh, he's going to be on the practice roster. There's no way to keep 4 on the roster. There's only room for 3.
You're right.
Unless he could punt.
I don't think so.
No.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. A lot of talk about quarterbacks, but there's other things to discuss. Return game was one of them going in. We've had a few people mention Mario Alford, a couple of people on the text line as well. At 1-877-332-8255. I just want to pull up the kick return numbers tonight for the Riders. Punt returns for Trey McCray was 2 for 30 for 15-yard average. Mario Alford had 1 for 1 yard on punt returns. Kickoff returns, Alford and McCray both averaged 27 yards per return. McCray had a 29-yarder and a 25-yarder. And Mario Alford had 1 for 27 yards. But McCray also got hurt tonight. Yeah. So
and didn't come back for the second half, right? So Alford's probably going to keep that by
attrition. So?
Yeah, just because.
We'll see how significant the injury is to Dre McCray.
He walked off the field, all right?
Yeah.
And then he went to the bench, and he still looked a little uncomfortable.
Didn't play again.
Well, because, again, when I see all players take a knee – and I think that was on that particular play.
I didn't know who it was for. If it was for the bomber, because the bomber looks
two guys, right? Yeah, McCray and
really
the
hurt.
It looked like McCray, like a concussion or a head injury.
It is
because when he took his helmet off, he was kind of walking off to start with, and then took his helmet off, and you could see him kind of go, "Whoa!" Like he was clearing cobwebs. And to me, that's what that means. That could be a concussion or a head injury. And probably wouldn't even have been allowed to play if he walked back on. I'm sure the spotter wouldn't have allowed him to play again. And that's unfortunate for him because he's a pretty good returner. Northwest guy. Even Alford tonight ran out of bounds again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gears for the sidelines.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. So we shall see when it comes to the return game. It might be health more than anything now, with Dre McCray and Mario Alford for the Rough Riders. But still, I'd like to see more Dre McCray.
Me too.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
Although, did he show enough absolutely to take the veterans guy's job? I don't know if he did.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think
preseason one. Stuff, don't forget the first preseason game.
He was limited tonight in the amount of times he was allowed to touch it. They tried to rotate him and Alford a little bit, and he was the more impressive of the two, and he had a pretty good game in Winnipeg the first time. So I'm thinking, he would have, but you're right, Jamie. Now they have to make cuts. They have to put guys on the injury list. If he's a rookie, they just release him, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So they can just cut him and then go with the veteran, because even you heard Corey Mesa, head coach, before the game say, well, Mario is Mario. And I'm thinking, no, he's not the same Mario Alford anymore, but at least they do have one of those veteran guys who they say they can count on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you count on him.
Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day. Yeah. Or I guess I should say later today is going to be an interesting day.
What time is?
10 p.m. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun on you.
Is it 10 p.m.?
10 p.m. locally for all teams have to declare their roster of basically 45 players. Mm-hmm. You can have 44 or 45. Yeah. You can have up to 13 players on your practice roster. And you have to list.
So we probably won't find out the cuts till Sunday morning when
decide who goes on the practice roster, and then you're right, and then they put guys on the one or the six game injury list, right?
Yeah.
One game is kind of protected, so maybe they can do that with McCray. But just judging by what happened,
that's the deadline. Of course, they could send stuff.
They're going to tweak it after that, of course.
Yeah. But they always do.
That's what you have to start with.
Right? I love going to practice the first day after the cuts, and you're like, he was on the cut list yesterday. What's he doing out here?
They have to talk guys into staying on the practice roster, right? That's the debate that a lot of people are having about Jack Cohn. Can you release him, can you talk him into going on the practice roster? Or, you know what, to our earlier question, they can put him on the one-game injury list to protect him, and then they're paying him a full salary. But that's expensive to carry a quarterback on the one-game injury list over and over and over again.
Yeah, but you can go over the cap a little bit like the Riders did last season. It wasn't too big of a fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams.
Just don't do what the BC Lions did. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, and they didn't win.
No. Win? They weren't even in the division final.
I know.
Let alone win. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. If you want to weigh in, the only thing that good that happens after midnight is the Green Zone post-game show. And it's live on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.